Let's just imagine for a minute, what if? What if you put your phone on selfie mode for the whole day and you set it to snap a picture of you every 10 to 15 minutes? At the end of the day, what would what would those pictures reveal about your day? As I look at faces while out and about on a normal day, I see sadness. I see exhaustion. I see frustration. I see anger. I see worry. How can we as Jesus followers change the environment around us so that we see sadness turn to happiness, exhaustion turn to rest, frustration turn to calmness, anger turn to loving kindness, and worry turn to thankfulness? Let's look in Matthew 11, 29 through 30, where Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We tend to carry heavy bags of stuff from years of living in a broken world. The stuff in our bags could be regrets, secrets, shame, fear, worry, anxiety, embarrassment, or unconfessed sin. Or maybe your bag is filled with an overbooked schedule. Or maybe the heaviness in your day or in your bag comes from never-ending stress that has you on the edge of burnout. Maybe we need to take a step back and remember our Lord and Savior Jesus knows what it's like to carry the weight of the world on His shoulders because He did it on the cross. And because He did it, we don't have to. That is good news. That is great news, my friends. In the verse we read from Matthew, Jesus spoke of an easy yoke. A yoke is a device used across the neck of two animals, like large animals like oxen or horses or mules. And it's to lighten the load while pulling a plow or a wagon. The yoke is lightened by helping the two do the work of one. We could all use a helping hand sometimes, right? It's so much easier to carry something heavy, whether it's in weight or in our lives, circumstances. It's so much easier to carry that if someone's carrying it with us. In these verses, Jesus is inviting us to drop our baggage of stuff that we carry around day in and day out, to drop it at the foot of the cross. All those sins you are carrying around, Jesus already took them to the cross. Let them go. Allow Him to relieve your burden. He doesn't intend for us to walk around in this world so burdened that we can't help someone else with their burdens. When we allow Jesus to carry our burdens, it frees us up so that we can help others see that He will carry their burdens too. Wouldn't it be awesome to walk into the grocery store today and make eye contact with people and smile? Maybe give them a word of encouragement, a compliment, a help in getting something off the shelf that they can't reach. Letting someone go before you in line. Yes, even the one with the overflowing cart. Maybe even pay for someone's groceries. There are so many ways that we can lighten the load in the name of Jesus. Why don't we? Because we are still carrying our own heavy load. As we approach Easter, Resurrection Day, I'd like to encourage us all as we prepare our hearts to celebrate our risen Lord, to lay down your burdens. Jesus was and is strong enough to carry it all. He doesn't want us to go about our lives this side of eternity so weighted down that people can't see Him for all the burdens that show on our faces and in our lives. As sad as it is, Easter is one of the days that people who are not church choose to attend church. That could possibly be the only time they ever hear the gospel and share or have the opportunity to say yes to the saving grace of Jesus. How can we be part of that? How can we possibly set the tone that softens the hearts of those who need the Lord? Well, we can help by showing loving kindness. We can help carry their load. And we can certainly help by showing that we are happy in the Lord because He has given us rest in our souls. Let's take some time this week and meet with Jesus. Let's give Him the baggage we've been toting around. It's not a burden for Him. He asked us to do it, so we have no excuse. Can you just imagine how our culture would change if all Jesus followers would do this? What a more pleasant place we would live in. How happy Jesus would be with us. Let's do it, my friends. Let's lay our burdens down. Let's give them to the one that already took them to the cross, and let's show others how to do the same. God bless and have a great week.